Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I welcome you to the broadcast today, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing this week on the difficult times that we all face. And as I've shared, it's not just about trusting the Lord for our own deliverance, our own healing, our own provision, whatever it is that we're in need of at that time, that we're going through a season of sorrow or pain or difficulty, but it's also so that we can share with others. God wants us to be a help and blessing to others. And so, as I began to share yesterday, there are two things that we can do that will enable us as we seek the Lord and His wisdom. It's not just a matter of indiscriminately sharing with everyone, but God will let you know. You'll sense His presence, His anointing, that there are times that God wants you to open your heart to someone else that can help them in a very difficult situation. One is to share how pain got your attention. As I shared Proverbs 20 and 30, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. We're not designed to carry pain. God wants us to cast all of our burdens upon Him because He cares for us. But when pain, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, it's God's megaphone, if you will, to get our attention, to draw us close to Him. And we see this beautifully exemplified in the life of Paul. He was very transparent. In 2 Corinthians 6:11, he said, "I've kept nothing back from you, men of Corinth. I've opened my heart to you." He shared his feelings. And in Galatians 6:5, we're to share our faults with one another. Each of us must bear some faults and burdens of his own, for none of us is perfect. He shared his frustrations in Romans 7:18 and 19. "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." He basically said, the good that I would do, I don't do, and the evil which I wouldn't do, that's what I end up doing. So he makes his own experiences very relatable to the reader. And he called himself the chiefest of sinners. And also in 2 Corinthians 12 and 20, he shared his fears. This is the Message translation. "I do admit that I have fears that when I come, you'll disappoint me, and I'll disappoint you. And in frustration with each other, everything will fall to pieces. Quarrels, jealousy, flaring tempers, taking sides, angry words, vicious rumors, swelled heads, and general bedlam." So we need to be transparent in the Lord's wisdom, and is as He would provide opportunities. And then also share, it's important, what are the lessons learned? It's much better to learn from someone else. In fact, years ago, I remember I picked up a little postcard and I posted it in the office. We're talking back in the 70s. Learn from the mistakes of others. You will never live long enough to make them all yourself. A little bit of humor there, but there's certainly truth in that. There are some lessons that God wants us to learn from the difficult times we go through, from the pains that we go through. In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4 said, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Praise God. And then verses 8 through 9, for we would not have you brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Praise God. So God is faithful in his mercy, in his love. The lessons we need to learn are, first of all, to depend on God's love. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, as Paul said, which we had. He will deliver us, as he did Paul, if we place our trust in him. And then to follow God's word. That's our guidepost, our map, if you will, in the paths of righteousness. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And also, we need other people. That's so important. Romans 1, 11 and 12 says, Paul said, I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end or for the purpose that you may be established. That is, two things going on, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith of both you and me. In other words, as we desire to share with other people, encourage other people, they also will be a source of comfort and encouragement to us. So just remember, if you're hurting right now, depend on God's love. He's been faithful in the past. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to abandon you now. And search the scriptures. All scripture, as I share with you, is given by the Lord, and it gives us the answers for what we need. He wants us to trust on him. He's this work of sanctification, of righteousness, he's going to complete. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. One of my favorite of scriptures. And also understand that we do need one another. We need other people. And so the three lessons that we can learn is that God is faithful, his word is true, and that we are not alone. In the body of Christ, we are members in particular of the body that God has in the earth, and Jesus is our head. And also, we can, as we share the things with others, God can bring good out of bad. That's one of the things we find. It's sometimes absolutely amazing how he does it. And when we're going through difficult times, we cannot possibly see in our understanding how anything good could come out of what we may be facing. And yet, his thoughts aren't our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Romans 8:28 says, yes, we know all things go on working together for the good of those who keep on loving God. And also, in that same chapter, verse 18, Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Beloved, that it's a familiar passage. We can read over it very quickly. But this is Jesus, for the hope that was set before him, he did this very dynamic. It's the same sort of thing. He endured the suffering, the shame, the horrors of the cross, all that he went through for our sake. Why? For the joys that were set before him. He knew that as he obeyed his Father, as he accomplished the will of God, why he was born into this earth, he knew that regardless of whatever the Father's plan was for him, and he knew it, and he was despised, he was rejected of men, the chastisement of our peace was upon him by his stripes, those cruel Roman stripes that tore open the flesh of his back and his body. By those stripes, we were already healed. The sufferings that he went through, he knew that there was a reward coming. And as Romans counsels us, whatever we go through, whatever sufferings in this life, in this present time, whatever you're going through right now, there's good going to come out of it. They're not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed, the things that God has set up before us. And so, as a result, you can share with others how Jesus gives you hope. Be a hope dispenser. We need so much of that in today's world. There's so much doom and gloom and sorrow in the world around us. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Praise God. And then just a few final scriptures found in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 7. "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom..." Listen to what he says, "I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings." You can't separate them, beloved. We shout and rejoice over the power of his resurrection, but it also means the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Praise God. Verse 14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Praise God. Let us do the very same thing. My radio family, I love you. I pray for you every day, as well as my partners. And I invite you, if you are going through a difficult time, we're not meant to stand alone. And know that your letter is confidential. I alone will read and answer your letter and send back what will be a blessing to you as files and files of testimony testify over the years. God ministers through this correspondence ministry. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Yeah.